Particular hobby that I'm interested in is, well, it's the sport of rugby. And I became interested in rugby when I was probably 6 or 7 years old. My grandfather used to play rugby videos when I was around there visiting. And I just saw these guys playing rugby on TV and thought, hey, that looks pretty cool. Maybe I'd like to give that a try one day. And then, incredibly, soon after I'd seen rugby for the first time, at my school, there was a poster put on the wall from the local rugby club saying, hey, come along on Sunday mornings. There's a training session for, you know, under eights. And I took a copy of the poster and I showed it to my parents. And I can remember at the time, they were not too keen because it meant I wouldn't be able to go to Sunday school. And they were very conflicted because they're Christians, their religion's Christians, and they always felt that I should be going to church on a Sunday. But they could see how much I wanted to play rugby. So in the end, they gave in and they let me go and play rugby on Sunday mornings. So fast forward now, you know, that's 30 years ago now. So I've been playing rugby for 30 years and I enjoy it because of the physical contact and running into people and hitting people and getting hit and having to stay fit for it, and the ball skills you have to have, and the creativity and vision of playing. But probably the main benefit is the social aspect, getting to meet lots of new people and become friends, close friends with the people you play rugby with. And even now, when I travel to different countries and work in new countries, there's always a rugby club I can join, and the guys that play rugby are a certain type of person. They're always friendly and they're always welcoming. And you know you're safe, you know you're going to make good friends with these people.